League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is the timer running now? Bet.
I'm all on my phone. This is going to be a good podcast.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Is Faygo a clout drink?
You really don't need your phone.
Yeah, you don't.
No.
Faygo's a clout drink.
I just
used to like it, though. Just like cream soda.
I like it sometimes.
But what's the difference of Faygo, really?
There's like cream.
It's just sweet as fuck.
Faygo and what? Difference between Faygo and what?
Like a regular soda?
It's just sweet.
It's hype.
Because a little mosey?
Yeah.
Because of lean.
Blueberry Faygo?
He gets the blueberry one, though.
Yeah. But I also think it's because of lean. Because don't a lot of people put lean with Faygo? Just because of how sweet it is? Makes that shit bomb.
Some cloud shit.
Yeah, it's some cloud shit. That's why, like, all, like, the little, like, Edgars and shit, they always, like, flex, like, the Faygo bottle, like, to make it seem like they're sipping. Like, they're all sick.
Didn't know that.
Some little shit.
We should have started decorating for fucking Christmas.
I know. Just gonna have to be down in...
2 weeks.
2 days.
Hey, man, at least it feels good.
Yeah.
Feels spooky.
Shout out, little Ferger.
But anyways, guys, welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast.
You guys did a good job. That shit's kind of loud, though. I'm not gonna lie.
What?
You can hear that shh. Yeah. That's kind of, that was like the problem last time too.
Yeah.
You want to turn them off?
Yeah, we could turn them off real quick.
We could turn them off. You can't even see them, so.
How do you turn them off, though?
There's a little switch right there.
Little technical difficulties.
Just follow the cord.
The cord's right here, but I don't know if I go up or go down.
Well, obviously, you would have to go down to unplug it, right?
Damn.
Don't let him, Frank. Don't let him.
Smartass.
Oh. All right, fine. You're letting him. It's cool.
Smartass.
You always do.
Could have been nice about it instead of being a smartass about it. Holy.
Just pull on it. Fuck it.
Knock everything out.
It's going to end the pod.
It's connected to the thing.
If you listen to this, how are you guys doing? Drop a comment. Drop something. How are you guys?
What you guys plug it
into? The extension cord, I think.
Of course, Big D. We'll figure it out.
Damn. Damn.
That's not what you were saying last night.
Damn, what?
You weren't even here last night.
Oh.
I'm always here every night.
Shit.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Sweet Talk Spot.
Oh, distract.
Let's just have a big argument on this podcast.
People
like that.
They would love that.
It's a great debate.
People would just hate, like, love it. Eat that shit up.
They do eat problems up.
Everyone. Welcome to the Sweet Talk Spot. Now, I wanna start off with this. Look. So, me and Logan were watching TV the other day, and a fucking ad came up, right? You know. A little ad, and I asked him, I said, Logan, if you're in this position right now where you're at, right, and Google comes up to you and says, you have to, we'll give you a Google Pixel phone, an Android, for $100,000 promo, but you have to use an Android for 2 years. Are you taking it?
I already know my answer. I already know what I told them.
You have to use an Android for 2 years. You get 100,000 right now.
The Google Pixel.
No higher, no less. You can't go around it. It's a hypothetical. You got to use that. It could be a Google Pixel or just an Android in general.
Or an S24.
Whatever the fuck. No iPhone, nothing.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll do 2 years.
Low-key, yeah, I'll take that shit.
Just 2 years.
I said, fuck no.
Logan says, fuck no.
What are you really holding on to? The iMessage and FaceTime?
Yeah, and then also too, I just feel like the quality. I don't know. I just don't like Androids.
Yeah, it's
fucking
really
good until you drop your phone and your battery falls out.
That's only some of them.
I think that's all of them, no? Or did they change
it? No, it hasn't been like that.
You can switch batteries.
Huh?
Some of them you can take the batteries
off. Yeah, but how about when you record on Snap?
They're good now.
Are they? Yeah. Are they, though?
Why,
those emojis?
Those emojis are half-assed.
Yeah, they're like half-assed.
Yeah. What's up with that?
But I think they have to be like that because it can't be so similar.
100,000?
I'm taking that shit. You guys are stupid.
For 2 years.
Yeah, would you take it? You never answered.
I would take it.
Yeah.
Bro, I would take it.
It's 100. It's free money.
You're giving me a phone to
2 years.
For 100,000.
I would take it. Yeah. You got to use it for two years. You cannot use an iPhone, though.
Yeah.
At all.
Whatever.
No Apple CarPlay. Your car does have that.
Nah. You just go on YouTube.
My car doesn't even have that.
Go on YouTube. Plug the auxiliary cord.
Huh?
Plug the auxiliary cord.
Oh.
You just plug it in that bitch.
Or Bluetooth.
Or Bluetooth.
Yeah, you can just do Bluetooth.
I don't have Bluetooth. I mean, cars.
Nah, I don't know. I used to have an Android and I hated that shit.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a Sidekick though.
Is that an Android?
Yeah, it's considered an Android.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flip phone?
Yeah. Well, wasn't it? Yeah, I guess it was considered a flip phone. But it was like touchscreen and then you could like
flip it.
You could flip it up so that you could text.
Push it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was sick, but I don't know.
They need to bring back that shit, low key.
I feel like iPhones are just so like smooth. They're so convenient.
Yeah, they are.
You think you could text faster on a Sidekick or an iPhone?
Ooh,
iPhone.
With the swipe, iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, but if it's like that fucking Sidekick,
you think you're better with the keyboard?
Yeah, it's because like I don't know, just having those physical buttons to where it's just, like you could hear the clicking and shit.
You have an advantage
when you're in an argument.
On an iPhone.
No, on a Sidekick.
On a keyboard.
Yeah,
and
on a Sidekick.
Sometimes on a, what's it called, iPhone, you can make stupid ass mistakes that you don't even mean to do.
Yeah, Logan. Like cheating.
Logan shit. Sucks at texting, right?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
He just types what he thinks and sends.
Yeah.
Why don't you have autocorrect?
Because fuck autocorrect. That shit sucks. Because
it'll fuck, if you put what the fuck, it'll change that shit to something
else.
Yeah,
but imagine you're texting your girl and you spell her name wrong and it's a whole different name.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
That's an argument on the spot, huh?
It's because I don't type like that. I just swipe. So like most of the time, like I'll text without even looking. Like I'll go like this, and like I'll be like talking to Frank while I'm like texting.
iPhone has that feature.
Yeah, or like the text.
You never
swipe.
Talk to me while you're texting.
Yeah, I do. I'll be like this, and I'll kind of just like go like that, and then I send it, and then I hope that they get it. If they don't, then I'll be like, "How do you not fucking understand? This is what I meant."
Yeah.
Gaslight. That's what you do.
I like that one.
Hey, what do you guys think's like the best candy and the worst candy to get on Halloween? If you guys had to say, like, what was one candy where you were like, "Oh damn, like this shit's like dope," like, "Damn, this house has money," and then what's like another candy where you're like, "Fucking cheap asses." For me, the cheap asses were Laffy Taffy.
I fuck with Laffy Taffys though.
Fuck no.
Only the banana one.
Yeah, banana's more.
I like all of them. I don't give a fuck. I'll chew on a fucking green apple.
But that's what I fucking.
I feel like you're biting a tongue.
No, Airheads.
Laffy Taffy. Nah, Airheads are good.
No, they're bomb. But that one feels more like you're biting a tongue, I think.
Nah, Laffy Taffy.
No.
That shit's flat. It has a line in the middle like a tongue.
So does the Airhead.
Yeah, but it's not.
And
like,
the Airhead has like, a texture too.
No, but the Laffy Taffy's more of like a tongue. Like Airhead's like flat, like a straight little line.
I'm trying to feel my tongue right now.
That's so crazy. Have you seen when females can like make their tongues roll?
Males could do that too.
Yeah, but imagine
it's different when a girl does it.
Yeah, it's different when a girl does it.
What?
That little tongue shit. When they can like make it like
make it into a taco,
yeah,
like baby alien.
I used to know people that can make it into a W.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
My mom does
that.
I can do a taco.
Oh, I can do that. Anybody can do that.
I can't.
You can't.
Just put your tongues together.
Yeah, you're doing it.
I can't hold it like that.
How can you not hold it? You do have like a smaller
split
tongue.
Right here.
Yeah. And
I have a split too.
You do?
Yeah.
No, do you?
Yeah.
Just cut it and make it like a
to cut.
This shit doesn't. His is cut. His is like a fucking snake.
You had to have surgery when you were younger? On your tongue?
No.
Yeah, it's because he had put his tongue on a frozen pole and it got stuck.
No, why is your tongue split though?
I don't know.
I had surgery on my tongue.
Really?
Yeah, because when I was younger, I couldn't stick out my tongue. That's as far as I could go. Like that.
So they had to fucking chop it in half?
They had to like do some surgery on it, like under my tongue.
Cause
so I could go.
It was stuck.
Oh, yeah, I still have that.
Damn, imagine if you
had it. I still have that too.
You're supposed to have it, but some people have it to where it's like,
it's too far up.
Yeah, it's too far up.
Imagine if
you can't extend. So I
imagine
was like,
if you're eating pussy and you can't reach that far with your tongue.
Yeah, so my mom would be like,
just like gotta switch the dick.
Be like, stick out your tongue. And I would be like, and then they would just laugh at me. So I had to get surgery.
And all they did was like snip it, huh?
Yeah, it was just a little.
That's all they really did was snip it?
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that must fucking hurt.
You could have just done that at home, huh?
Fuck no, I would have died.
Wait.
Did you guys ever do Bloody Mary in high school? Or, I mean, in elementary or middle school?
Fuck no, I didn't fuck with that shit. You did?
You would never go into the restroom and be like...
I never said it, but I would be in the restroom and have my dumbass cousin say it.
If you have a... When you turn off all the lights, you never had those badass kids at school that would close the door?
Oh, yeah.
And just turn off the lights?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I've had that.
I mean,
you did it before?
I'm not...
I think I have.
You ever seen it?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
I never seen it either, but like fucking... Isn't that shit creepy? Like, why would we do that as kids?
I don't know. Have you guys seen Paranormal Activity 3?
I think so.
Do you remember when they're filming it? And it's like, Bloody Mary. And then like...
All the little girls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they do it. And then like the guy has like a fucking like
scratch,
cut on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys think that's real or not?
I mean, if you have fucked up energy, yeah, probably.
You think so?
I feel like...
If you really want it to...
If you allow it, it could come to you. Some scary shit.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Is it Bloody Mary?
Who said it 3 times? Come on.
Bloody Mary's sending no business right now.
She really gonna come out for you.
Yeah. Nah, but I used to be scared of that. What was like another thing that like people used to do? Oh, it was a fucking ice maker.
Oh. Ice maker?
Yeah, it's making noises. It sounds like somebody's in the living room right now.
Oh, I thought that was like a haunted thing at your school.
Nah.
Ice maker challenge? Ice maker.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
Since we were talking about paranormal activity, Logan, which film of the Paranormal Activity franchise was the most successful?
First one,
two, or three?
First one.
It wasn't one. It was probably, I think.
Talking numbers wise.
I'm going to go one. One.
Then which one?
It's either a two or the Spanish one.
Fuck no, not the Spanish one. The marked ones?
One, two, or three.
One, two, or three.
Well, then two or three. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's a cloud answer.
Probably two. Two.
The correct answer is three.
Damn, I was right, you see? Man. I could have just went with three. Wow. Fuck no.
Okay, this
Why
one.
Did you say that?
This one's kind of
you
a
said two
one
or
right
four.
Here.
I said the Mexican one.
Yeah, that's the fourth one.
That's the third one.
No, it's not. You want to bet?
Is it the third one?
I don't
one?
Even think it's the fourth one.
Fuck it, let's go band for band.
He just said there's only three.
I don't know how many there
no,
are.
There's a lot.
There's like six now, but two of them are on like fucking Peacock.
There's a new one, Friended, too.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is whack as fuck.
Nah, Frank.
Is that the one last night?
Yeah, that shit sucks.
What was it on?
The third one is the one where it's when they're younger.
And they say they've been going through shit.
Yeah, that's the third one.
All right.
And then the fourth one's the Mexican one, the marked ones.
Remember how hyped that shit was at first when Paranormal Activity came out? They started showing that, like, people in theaters of them getting scared.
Yeah, it's the fucking commercials.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
That was smart. They put night vision in the theater.
That shit was fucking smart as fuck.
You know they have cameras in the movie theaters?
Well, yeah. When there's, like, shootings and shit.
Or sex or anything, they still can see you on that shit.
All right. Have you guys ever fucked at the movie theater?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never.
I have
never. It was just me, though.
What, you fucked yourself?
It wasn't just me in there. There was people in front.
Oh, you're talking about, no way there was people in front? You did it?
I was at the top row, and then there was people down low.
And what, you just did it like riding?
Yeah, I was riding her.
How did you do it?
I did it from the front. So my ass cheeks were pointing at everybody whoever turned around.
Your cheeks were on the screen like a shadow. Yeah.
Wait, so she was like sitting down with like her legs up?
Like that.
And you were and I was just like that. No way.
My boy was getting to it.
Yeah, that shit
was. No way. What the fuck?
You're an animal. Right
there. That's clear now.
I had a jacket though, so that shit was cool.
You're a fucking animal.
Why would you do it like that?
Cause
he wanted to get it in.
But why didn't you just do it with like her on top of you? That's like the most sanitary.
She don't need to do the work. I wanted to fuck.
You can still fuck like that. Just keep her.
He wanted to fuck.
Yeah, I wanted to fuck her.
He wanted to prove a point.
Yeah.
And let me guess, you knocked out.
And I didn't know. No, I didn't. I was right there, just like this movie. The movie felt 10 times better though.
Where'd you nut at?
In her.
Oh my gosh.
But.
What about you, Danny?
What?
Where'd you finish at?
In the mouth?
I think on the floor. I think I stood up and fucking let it out on the floor.
You shot at the next seat, so when somebody sits down, they just sit on kids.
Dude, that is so
I just like crazy. Got my shoe after and I fucking like wiped it off. Like,
ew,
it like,
and then you go back in your like car and spot. You got fucking cum all over your
That shit your evaporates. Gas. Those little kids will evaporate.
And thin air.
Yeah,
dude, that's so crazy.
That's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, that movie was boring as fuck, dog.
What movie was it?
I forgot what movie I watched.
It was
Oppenheimer.
Long ass movie.
It was in high school.
The B movie.
You finished
the B movie? No.
Oh my!
Was it
Grown Ups?
No, it was. I don't know.
What kind of movie was it? Scary
comedy.
Oh, it was probably like a kid's movie, huh?
Yeah, it was.
And you really check to see when there's no.
No, I didn't check. It just so happened to be like.
Oh.
Like, this shit's empty.
So you weren't planning on fucking?
No. Well, you don't plan on fucking when you get to. Well, unless you do, then that's crazy.
When you're younger and you don't have like a place and you're horny, you'd be like, let's just go get a fucking movie theater where no one's going to be.
Yeah.
Or like where we could do shit.
Yeah. Why was it movie theaters? Because it was so dark in there.
Have y'all ever?
So dark. Nobody's gonna come in. And also too, as when they introduced the seating, that shit made it 10 times easier. Because before you would have to be like, fuck, man, like this movie came out like 6 weeks ago. Just gotta hope that no one's there.
Yeah.
But now it's like you could check online.
I remember I used to spend hours at the movies. I would be like, I'm gonna go to the mall, but then really just fucking
love
go to
the movies
and be there for like 6 hours.
All fucking horny. And
doing what?
Horny. I don't know. Just fucking watching movies, making out.
Oh yeah.
No fucking back then for me.
So what, you celibate?
Yeah, I was celibate back then. All right. If you had to guess which famous magician died on Halloween, who would it be?
Houdini.
Yeah, Houdini.
Houdini definitely.
That's the only famous magician I know.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know Chris Angel?
Oh yeah. David but he's alive.
Blaine. You don't know David Copperfield?
I don't know David Copperfield.
Are you serious?
I know David Blaine.
David Blaine's hard. There's some fucking guy that used to just hit mad bitches. Because he just did magic, bro. Magicians pull females. Like that one musician that was at, what's it called?
Why are VidCon? You saying like magician?
Magician.
Musician?
Magician.
Magician.
Magician?
Magician.
Magician. Mind your fucking business and let me say it how I want to.
Magician.
Magician?
No,
say
maybe
it. Say it. Magician.
Magician.
Okay.
Are you done, smartass?
Just want to make sure in case you're not in front of some girl.
Next time, I don't want to. I managed to correct my. You're such a dumbass. Nah. So, they're fucking. You don't think they, like, that helps them, like, pull more females?
I mean, shit's loose as fuck, huh?
Like my puss.
Like your ass.
Oh.
What? Doing magic pulls girls?
You think that's hell yeah, huh?
I mean, like. Check your panties. Oh my gosh, they're off. Now let me hit.
That's crazy. That'd be a crazy fucking trick.
Well, okay. For magicians, do you guys think like it's actual magic or it's like always something that like
sleight of hand
or like do you guys think like magic is real?
I could see it being real.
I could see David Blaine being real. That food's.
I could see Houdini getting out that shit.
I could see magic being real, but maybe all these magicians are some sort of like Satanists for sure.
I think David Blaine is
a Satanist.
Some shit.
But like that dude at VidCon, how the fuck did he get a quarter to bend in that?
No. You know what I thought he did? Because he said, I can't find a quarter. My homie's going to look for a quarter right now. That's what he said. So I feel like he went to go take a quarter out of his pocket or out of the bag and then come back with it.
Or like with like the heat of a hand, it'll bend or some shit
like
that.
They have like dud quarters.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
They make their own shit too.
Yeah, you know? They have all that shit.
Yeah.
Take that shit a penny.
But the one that tripped me the fuck out was when I couldn't fucking pull my fingers back.
That's
like a mind trick.
Yeah.
Why?
So you how could is do that it, shit. You could do that shit like on YouTube. They used to have those videos.
What?
Where it's like, oh, like pretend that I'm tying a rubber band. You could like do it with the YouTube video and your fingers will still go like that.
So it's just like part of like.
It's like your like mind. Yeah, it's kind of fucking with your mind.
So it's just like if his fingers are right here, he couldn't do it.
So they're manipulators.
Yeah. Basically.
Kind of sick.
Wait, why do you think David Blaine, like, his shit's like.
Some of his shit is too crazy. I don't know.
Like what? Because I feel like he does more stunts.
Is that
the
guy that was underwater for a long ass time?
Yeah.
Is that David Blaine?
Yeah, he's crazy for that too.
Yeah, he did that, right?
He almost dies.
Yeah.
Like, every time he does some shit.
But I feel like his shit's just more like stunts. He doesn't really.
But no, still, he does magic.
He does do stunts.
But his stunts is like what gets like got him his name, no?
Yeah.
Like the one where he was buried underground in New York City.
Yeah.
The one where he was like floating. Yeah, in
when
ice.
He was floating at the Luxor, right?
Yeah, he was floating. No, that's Chris Angel.
Oh, that's Chris Angel.
But David Blaine did do something where he was like floating and he was like on like still for like 1,000 hours or some shit like that.
Well,
something
he
crazy.
Was on a
the pyramid?
On a little square platform, like tall as fuck, just standing. So like if he like fell asleep, you would just fall off. Like the only space to stand is your feet like this, like a square. And he was all the way the fuck up there and he was just standing straight.
What?
Yeah.
For those like a long ass time.
Those used to be big shows too, right?
On yeah, TV, he would right? just be. Yeah, you could literally like probably like go to Vegas and see him still standing. Like, bro, he's still up there.
For like weeks.
Yeah. I don't know if it was weeks. He probably did for
like 72 hours or some shit.
3 days?
Yeah. He would do crazy. The which one was it? The freezing one? That one was like a week,
that one, he almost died.
Bro, yeah, he's done a lot of shit where it's backfired. Like the nail one, he did. I think he did a nail gun. And he thought he could shoot it through his hand, and it fucking. And he was like, "Fuck."
What about? Have you seen that magician on live TV where he fucking like got like the reporter's hand, and he smacked like there was like a nail or whatever.
Oh yeah, and he.
And it, the nail was like supposed to disappear, but she fucking slammed her hand, and the nail went straight through her fucking palm.
So what did she do?
She started screaming. She was like, "Ah!" And he goes, "Oh shit, my bad."
I wonder what happens after that. Do they just like don't post this, don't do
that? Well, no, was, you could sue
live,
this shit.
Though. It was
I'll
live.
Sue the shit out of somebody if they
can
fuck.
Can you sue him though?
I don't know. You let him. You gave him consent to do that trick on you.
Yeah, I'm not. Right? I'm not sure.
What not is it sure. when hypnosis?
Yeah.
Would you ever do that to like get rid of a habit or a problem?
Yes.
I did it before, that. But I would do not that for to any make... of that. But I did it, but it didn't work on me.
I feel like I would do.
You gotta
it.
Have an open mind.
Yeah, I did. I really tried. I'm not even bullshitting. I really tried. It was senior year. We went to a House of Blues and they had a hypnotist there. He came and he was like, let me pick people out of the crowd. And then like people from years before were like, it works. Some people are like, nah, it's bullshit. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. If he gets me, I'm going to either knock out or I'm going to just be like right there. I was trying. He was like, do this, breathe, take me through all the steps. Didn't work on me, but I would see people right next to me, like, and then I was like, nah, that shit's fake. Like, they're faking it. They're just doing it for fucking clout and laughs. But I don't know. I've seen people, like, really fall for that shit. Have you seen those videos?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, what about the hypnosis that got Howie Mandel to give him a handshake?
And he doesn't do that because he's a germaphobe,
yeah, he's
right?
a germaphobe, but it was on America's Got Talent. Yeah. And he's like, Howie Mandel, come here real quick. So we got him on stage. And he, like, did, like, his little, like, act or whatever. And he goes, give me a handshake. And everyone's like, oh, he's not going to go handshake. And Howie's like this. He's like, give me a hug.
And he gave him a hug.
And he gave him, like, all this crazy shit where, like, Howie's, like, touching him. And everybody was like,
That's pretty nuts, but I could see how that shit's scripted too, like on America's Got Talent.
Fuck no, you not for Howie Mandel.
Scripted?
Dude, not for Howie Mandel. That dude has
like extreme germaphobia.
Yeah, and because I think germaphobia is an extent from OCD. I forgot who I was telling. I think I was telling you.
He has OCD bad.
I think I was telling you or you. Where you know how like when you leave like your place and you're like, fuck.
Oh, you told me.
Yeah. Do you know about that?
What?
How when you like leave your place, you're like, fuck, did I lock it? So then you go back and you check. His OCD is so bad that like he'll waste an hour just driving, coming back and checking it, even though like he knows, but just because like he needs to be like sure.
That's fucking nuts.
That's how bad his like OCD is.
That's nuts. If I lock my shit, I lock my shit.
Yeah. Sometimes it's even fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. If it's open, then it is what it is.
Yeah, just fucking shit. Hope that our ring catches it. But what were you going to say about the bad habits?
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that.
Can you?
Yeah, like if you want to quit smoking or something like that, or fucking stop drinking, like stop going out and stuff like that. You could do that.
Do people actually say it works?
Yeah, it does work.
So you could do, you can like, can you like take out a memory that was bad?
I don't know if you could like take out a memory, but you could like alter like how you feel about it. So it's like, some people like with the cigarette shit or like smoking, if you were like, I want to stop smoking weed.
I've seen that.
You could get hypnotized. Like you'll go sessions to where now every time you touch a blunt, it's going to taste like shit in your mouth.
So then don't you think that's just a brain thing?
It is. No, 100% it's a brain thing. Is. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like, don't you think instead of doing that hypnosis, like, wouldn't it be just like, all right, I'm not going to touch a blunt? I mean, it's I know it's hard. It's addiction.
Yeah, it's addiction. But.
Well, it's like, have you ever ate something and, like, you used to love it, but then you got really sick from it one time? And you're like, dude, I'm not going to eat that shit again just because, like, you had like a bad experience with it?
I would say that really hasn't happened to me.
Hold on.
I would say that really hasn't happened to me, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah, because I know people that have like had In-N-Out, then they got like food poisoning. Yeah,
and then they're just like, fuck.
I'm never gonna eat In-N-Out again.
It fucked me up so
bad.
Yeah,
it fucked me up, but I don't care.
Yeah,
that's so I think it's like the same thing. Would I do that shit?
I feel like I wouldn't trust them.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like they would do some extra shit.
Like, maybe something random as fuck.
As I'm under, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, like touch you? Or
no, not touch me, but, like, I don't know. Like,
well, I didn't know what you meant by, like, or, no, like, yeah, alter something else.
I don't know, because I feel like you're under a state where they have so much control.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like those people don't believe in God.
A hypnosis?
No, I think hypnosis believe in God. Because you're literally just playing tricks on the brain.
Yeah, how do they do that?
But you're not supposed to do that.
How do you know?
That's bad. That's like bad. Like to read a palm and shit?
No, you're not reading a palm. That's spiritual. This is like psychological. Like
that one girl at fucking Bella's birthday.
Oh yeah.
That was there. She was like trying to read the palms.
I will never get my palm read. And I was like, fuck that. Yeah.
That shit's dumb.
We're going to take a quick break from this podcast, guys, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor today, Game Time.
Game Time, man. I don't know how many times we got to tell you guys. Next time we got to tell you guys, we're going to slap you on the back of the neck.
It's fucking crazy because right now, Drake, he's in L.A. He gave me a call, said, you know what? I can't get your tickets this time, Logan. I said, it's all good. I got Game Time with those last minute deals.
Oh, he told you that?
Yeah, he did tell me that.
Stupid. He called me too. Yeah.
He's playing. He's dumb, like, sometimes.
I can't get you tickets either, Drew. Like, my bad. Give them to Nikki. I was like, oh no, it's all cool. You and Nikki been going at it for a while. And then he was just like, but Game Time has the flash deals.
Ah.
And the show starts. Amazing. Yeah, they start in an hour, so you should probably like check it out. It's a good price.
Yeah, because if we wanted to, we could go right now and just get last minute deals. Two taps.
Yeah, fast. And then I was like, but how the fuck am I going to know like where I'm sitting? I told him that. And he's like, bro, they have the feature where you could sit in your seat and you see how actually far you are from me. I was like, all right,
no
cool.
No shot. That's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, so Game Time. That's what he told me.
Yeah, Drake said it. I mean, it's crazy. It's just the number one fucking ticket app. I don't know why you guys wouldn't go with that.
Right.
But with that being said, snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SWEET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SWEET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back to this podcast. Wait, but you had asked if there's anything where it could like alter like a memory to like erase it, or
yeah, just make you forget it.
Would you want that? Yeah. You know, there's a movie, The Internal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, and it's literally like about this like place that opens up, and you go in there and you bring all the stuff. So like, let's say if you're in a relationship, you would take all the stuff. So like pictures, photographs, fucking, that's the same shit.
Like, but
hoodies, anything that like would remind you of that person. And then they, you bring in like a box, and then they'll like burn it, and then you go in there and they forget it. And then like when you see that person, they'll be like, you never met them before.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Imagine.
It's a very good movie with Jim
Would
Carrey.
You do that?
No.
I would not do that.
I would.
Yeah. I would not do that.
Forget somebody? Hell yeah.
Nah. Because I feel like every experience that you have with somebody is like
a lesson.
It's like an experience. Yeah, it's like a lesson. If something too bad happened.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it would be good for like, you know, some people that
people
have
that
like,
are stuck.
Or like have gone through like traumatic ass experiences.
Yeah. Like death.
Yeah.
Death, or like, you know, like the like essay.
Yeah, you can say that on the pod.
No, you can't. You can't. Not for YouTube.
Oh, I thought you were saying like an essay, like fucking.
I thought you
like
meant
their
like,
homie essay.
I thought you meant essay like that.
Who wrote something? Damn.
Nah, but I think like shit like that. That'd be dope.
Yeah,
true. I think that would definitely come in clutch, and I think a lot of people would use that.
That's pretty crazy.
Do you think there will ever be anything like that where you could like alter memories?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen Meet the Robinsons?
That's a cartoon.
Yeah, but he puts on like a headset, and then he puts it on
because he's trying to remember what his parents.
Right, puts it on the TV.
Dude, that movie's so fucking good.
Yeah, and he plays and he like he plays it, and then it just shows all of his memories that he like. I gotta remember where I was adopted that I remembered all that shit.
Wait, which one?
Meet the Robinsons.
I know, but which kid?
He has like white hair.
The main one.
Oh, the main character?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Robinson.
I like the little kid with the little baseball player that wears a hat.
He's
so cute. He's so cute.
The one that had a Goo? Stake on his eye?
And he had fucked up eyes.
Goo.
Is that his name?
Yeah, because he became the villain when he got older.
The little ass kid.
Yeah, because nobody adopted him.
Yeah. No, he became the villain because he made him miss the...
the catch.
The catch.
Oh, because and then he got a black eye,
yeah,
right?
Because he made him stay up all night to do his project with him.
Yeah, so he fell asleep.
Yeah, so when he got older, he still stayed in that same place. And then he was like, fuck that. He came to a realization, I need to go after this dude now.
Yeah, because he missed the catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I like him. I like him as a kid, though.
Yeah. What was the other what is it? The
thing
trivia?
I want to say. Nah, I don't got no more trivia. I just wanted to get us to get warmed up, but now I got something. All right. Since it's Halloween season, since it's spooky season, you guys all know about the Purge, right?
Yeah.
If there's one place you could go, we'll start like this. If there's one place you can go for ammo, safety, whatever you want, where are you going if the Purge started right now?
I think I might go to like a Hobby Lobby or something.
What?
Because no one's gonna go to a who's gonna try stealing shit from a Hobby Lobby?
I don't know, some fucking crazy coupon moms.
Nah.
You might die there. Some moms in some masks.
Hobby Lobby, and then they got some like food to keep me through the night.
They got snacks.
They don't got food.
Well, the Purge is only a day, no?
Yeah.
Or 12 hours?
12 hours.
24.
It's not 24. No, it's night.
Yeah.
It's 24.
It's all night.
It's
all day, all night. It's until it hits 12. So it hits 12 and then...
It starts at night, does it not?
It's only 12 hours. Let me be sure. I know the Purge never happens during the day unless they changed it.
Where would you go, Joe?
Shit, I'm trying to think of a sleeper.
I think it is 12, actually.
It is 12 hours.
Damn.
The Purge is 12 hours.
Yeah, see, I corrected myself.
Where would I go?
I knew it was that. That's why I corrected myself. You'll get smoked, Logan. You wouldn't survive that 12 hours.
Are you killing
people?
You would
probably go to a dispensary and get smoked.
Get real smoke.
I'll get smoke.
Everybody's just all faded.
Yeah,
that might be a dope.
No, you know what was dope in the new Purge is that they had like a block party, but then somebody fucked it up and started stabbing people.
Oh yeah,
you can't trust nobody on the Purge.
Nah, fuck.
You can't trust because they were doing drugs, huh?
Yeah,
like everybody was just doing a bunch of like illegal drugs.
No, there's this guy that wanted a fucking revenge for on
No, but
kid.
I'm saying at the block party, that's why they had it.
They were
so
just
they
chilling.
Could just
yeah. They were doing drugs, all that shit.
Okay,
I'm not participating.
Okay,
in that
real shit.
I'll participate
shit.
In that shit.
If the Purge started right now, right? And let's say we all live separated from each other, but we all called each other and we're like, "Hey, let's fucking let's pull up together and let's protect each other." Would you guys take that as a sign to work together as a team, or would you guys be like, "Nah, fuck that. I don't even trust them."
I'll take it as a sign.
Nah,
to work
I'll,
as a team.
I'll trust you guys.
You guys would trust. You would trust? I don't know, bro.
I would. Nah, I'd probably go by myself too.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't trust y'all. It's just like,
nah,
he
doesn't trust
yeah,
me. I'd
he
rather control my
smoked.
Own fate.
See, I know, but I would be the same us. Way too. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would be like, if I'm locked up and I feel like I'm all right, I'd be like, dude, I just don't want to go out.
Yeah.
Or Frank opens the door because there's a bad bitch outside. Fuck. She kills us all.
That's the setup.
Like, that's what happened in the first one, right?
Yeah.
I'll invite y'all over, but I don't know if I'm leaving.
What do you mean you'll invite us over?
Like, if my house is all decked out and, like, it's good.
Oh, like.
You guys are, like, you know.
It's either you come inside or not. Like, you stay.
So you would let us stay at your house?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go out.
With a gun in my hand.
Yeah.
And I'm stripping all y'all at the fucking door.
I would too.
I would check.
Sweetie LLC's mine. Boom! Boom! Boom!
Wow.
Damn.
Imagine?
No, not
imagine. Honestly, if I had a fucking decked out house, I don't know if I would want other people there.
I wouldn't. But then again, it's scary because you have a decked out house that's a bigger target. More people to come at you.
It is hard to get in that bitch.
Yeah, it's hard to get in that bitch.
In those state-of-the-art ones?
They got in there, though.
In the movie?
Yeah, because they unlocked
that
it.
That dumbass guy in.
No, that's not how they got in. That's not how they got in.
Because the boyfriend, right?
No, he they attached the things. They said in the movie he was like, "This is not built for like their heavy fucking." And
oh,
they
yeah,
brought like
they
a
got.
Truck, a
yeah.
big ass truck, and they pulled the front
yeah,
fucking
right.
metal
he
thing off.
That.
They did.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, it's just meant for like shots.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
Not
he
like
said,
fucking bang.
He said it's good, it's reliable. They can't shoot through it, but it's not made for it to actually to
like,
take
off. Off.
Yeah,
with
pulled off.
Would you guys ever have a safe room? Like, let's say if you lived in like a mansion. Or
hell
whatever,
yeah.
Would you guys ever have
fuck
a safe
yeah.
room?
Yes.
Like a bunker.
Yeah. Nah. Oh, I guess it's like a bunker. It's like a or like a panic room. Do you know what that
yeah.
is?
Yeah. I'll probably
like if somebody goes to rob you. You go into that room and there's no way that they could get in. And
yeah.
you have like enough food and water for like a couple days and like you're
oh,
able
yeah.
to call 911.
That'd be sick.
Bro, I'll put that shit behind a fucking picture. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for and then they the have road. Like and then they got like cameras in there.
No, there is a guy that posted it. That posted his shit and he said, "Damn, everybody's gonna know where your shit's at now." I was like, damn. Cause yeah. there's a picture. He goes through it, and then he walks downstairs. He goes through something else, like a fridge. He opens the fridge, goes in the fridge through the door, and then he just keeps on going. I was like, damn.
If I had a fucking big ass house, I would want for sure like a secret room.
Yeah,
secret room.
But like a secret room to like chill.
Yeah.
Like a man cave where it's just like
yeah.
a dope ass entrance.
Those are hard.
For sure, where you pull the book.
Yeah,
that would be shit. Crazy.
That's so, cool.
Like the one at where was it? The Exodus escape room when he pulled
oh,
the book
yeah.
down.
I was like, whoa, yeah.
that's sick as fuck.
That's
I would
so
want
dope.
That.
That's actually so dope.
Yeah, that's
some movie shit.
Yeah, it is some movie shit. You know what I've always wanted? I always wanted a basement.
A basement.
Yeah, you guys have never seen like houses that have basements and like people that actually take care of the basements. They make that shit into like a sick hangout spot.
Chance lives in a basement.
Does he really?
Yeah,
that's his room.
His room. It's big as fuck.
What?
And he lives in there.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
Sick.
That's pretty fine. Dope as fuck. But yeah. he has no windows or anything. He just like lives downstairs. He just goes.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's like your little layer.
No wonder why he sleeps till fucking 12.
Yeah.
It's like
he uses those galaxy five. Lights.
He's like the black yeah. phone. He's the grabber.
Yeah. To see stars, he uses the galaxy light.
I don't know if we've asked this question before, but who has like, I think it's out of Victorious, iCarly, and Drake and Josh, who has like the best room?
Ooh. Fuck, iCarly got a dope ass room. But Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh, yeah, dude. Drake and Josh takes a cake for me.
They got a big room.
Yeah, they got a big room.
To be fair, we never seen Carly's room, though.
Yeah?
Who?
Her room? That's the studio. We saw the studio.
No, iCarly, you see her room. She has, like, the bed, and she has, like, the closet where, like, she's able to pick out the clothes. Like, it's like an iPad, and then it shows, like, the top. So she could, like, swipe through the tops and then the bottoms. And then she, like, presses it, and then, like, the closet spins, and they'll come up the top. Come out the bottoms.
For real?
Yeah. Her room's pretty badass. Her room's like high tech.
It's Megan.
Megan.
She's high tech. That is Megan. High tech. Like lean.
Megan's room is high tech.
iCarly's room?
You've never seen it before? No. I'm still going Drake and Josh's room. That room's Drake fucking
and Jimmy Neutron's room.
Bro, Jimmy Neutron
is legit.
Yeah, it's shit. He just did his hair in the morning. Yeah, the robot did his hair for him in the morning. He did that, and he would shoot at the thing, and then it would like
pour him orange juice.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, it would.
I don't remember. Goddard.
And then he had Goddard. Goddard was hard.
Who's Goddard? The dog.
Yeah,
the robot dog.
He would explode. He would explode, and then come back together.
Jimmy Neutron was shit.
Did you guys ever watch Dexter's Laboratory?
I've seen Dexter like one time, but
I like that one.
That was cool. That was all right.
Where Johnny Test? No.
No, I haven't seen
Johnny Test Hospital.
Nah. Damn.
I know Johnny Test, I think.
Johnny Tesla?
Johnny Testicles.
Johnny Pastrami?
Do you guys know the game Johnny yeah. Whoop, Johnny Whoop, Johnny I do Johnny, it wrong. Johnny Johnny. You
yeah.
know it?
Yeah. Don't you do that or some shit?
Huh?
Well, how do you do it at the end?
Nah.
You gotta know. Yeah, you gotta know. You do it right.
I don't know how to do it.
You don't know?
No.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. You think Frank could get it?
If I watch it. Yeah.
I think Julian knows it. I think I've done it on him.
Yeah,
I think,
forgot.
I think Frank would get it too.
I don't know.
Go. Try it.
Should I try it?
Go ahead, yeah.
All right, so you got to copy me, right? Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop. Johnny, 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 Johnny.
Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop. Johnny, 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 Johnny.
Nope.
No, you did it wrong.
I did it wrong.
Do it one more time.
You did it wrong. He's not going to get it.
Do it one more time.
Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop. Johnny, 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 Johnny.
The fuck! I just did that. Come
do it.
On. Let's see.
You want me to do it like this?
Do it, and then I'll let you know.
One more time.
Go.
Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
The fuck, Johnny, 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 whoop.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
No, you did it wrong. You did it wrong.
The fuck am I doing? You said Johnny, Johnny. This is
It's such a kid's game.
One more time. Copy what I do. Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop. Johnny, 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 Johnny.
The fuck? I just did that dumb shit. Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop. Johnny, 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 Johnny.
No, you did it wrong.
Fuck you want me to do fingers?
You do it, Joe. Try it.
Come on, Joe. Give it a try. I think I could do it.
It's at the end. Yeah, go.
At the end, what? Let's see. Give it a try. Cause I know the game.
All right, here. Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
I just did that. He's fucking with me right now, bro.
Do it, Danny.
Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
Fuck out of here. I did that shit.
No, he got it right. He got it right.
I got it right.
I got it right too.
No. Fuck
that. You got it wrong.
They could. You know what to do?
You know, let me see.
That's why I said.
Let's see.
What is it? Johnny, Johnny, Johnny.
Well, you already fucked up.
Yeah.
Right here. Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
Yeah, you got it right. He did get it right.
Go. One more time.
One more time.
I swear on my life.
Bro, I'm looking straight at you. Look.
Copy everything. Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop. Johnny, 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 Johnny.
Two more time, bro.
Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
I give up, bro. I'm gonna get that shit wrong. What am I doing wrong?
Just try it. No, we're not telling you.
Why would you not tell me if I give
up? Try it one more time. Try it one more time.
Once you fit. No, don't look
it up. No.
Fuck that, bro. This shit's getting weird to you.
Just try it.
Just try it one more time.
No.
You're not copying everything.
Try it one more time, and then I'll tell you.
No.
Come on.
No, that's just getting me mad.
Why?
Because I'm doing it right.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're not doing it right. Johnny. Johnny, what's going on over there?
No, I give up.
Do it one more time.
No,
I swear
I'm not doing
I'll
that
tell
shit
you.
No more because I'm going to get irritated. No, I'm not.
Just do it.
One more time.
No.
Here, copy everything I do, all right?
Frank, look at
Johnny, him. Johnny,
look
Johnny,
at Johnny, whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
What is your finger crooked in that shit? What the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Are you saying Johnny's name wrong on one
look,
of them?
Look.
Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny. What the fuck am I doing wrong?
Do it. Do it and I'll tell you.
You want me to face my hand this way or this way? I don't fucking know how to do this shit.
Face your palm towards you.
All right. One more time and then.
And then we'll tell you. We'll tell you.
Let me see it one more time.
Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
Johnny, 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 whoop. Johnny, whoop. What am I doing wrong after that?
Go, nothing. Go, go.
You're good? You're on track?
Yeah, right you're now. On track right now.
I feel like.
Yeah.
No.
You're on.
Yeah, little. You're on it. You're on it. You're
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny.
And then?
Whoop.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Just tell him.
No, I'm not telling him.
Don't tell him.
Nah. All right, basically how it is, so the game of Johnny, 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 whoop is I say is. Copy everything that I do, right? Still trying to figure out Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. You want to try it one more time? You think you got it or no?
No, I don't.
All right. So you start off by saying follow everything that I do, right? That's why. How many times did I tell you? Copy what I do.
That's so stupid.
All right.
That's like Simon Says.
No. So I'm saying Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny. And then I was going like this. That's where you fucked up is because you kept going Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny. And you would just put your hands down. But see, the thing is every time it's different. So I could be like Johnny, 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 whoop, Johnny, whoop, Johnny, 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 Johnny.
And you put your hand on your head like that.
Like scratch my head like that.
That is so fucking
that's
stupid.
I was jamming my fucking. I was doing this. I was
Johnny.
Like,
and that's why Julian kept saying the end, the end, the end.
Oh, fuck. And then he slowed down right now at the fucking loop. That's what threw me off.
I forgot.
The little whoop, Johnny.
Oh my god, bro.
Whoopity poop. That
will make somebody feel real stupid. That made me feel real dumb right now. Like. Okay. Not even dumb. It's just stupid.
Dumber
that,
than dirt.
That shit copy everything I do.
Wait until you play Peter Scoop.
I don't even want to.
What is
that
Peter
shit.
Scoop?
I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, God damn.
I was about to say, no way.
You know how to do that finger thing?
What finger thing?
Where it looks like you're missing a thumb or some shit.
Oh, this.
That shit look like he's cutting his finger off.
Have you seen this one?
Oh yeah.
Wait, let me see.
Fuck.
Can you see?
Oh, that's what I was doing. Oh no, I wasn't. Doing
no, his
I
finger.
Was doing this one.
Yeah, you're like this. That's like Chris Andrews shit. fuck my finger.
Like, or the one where you would do it, what was it, like through the nose?
Oh, the pencil.
The pencil?
Oh, yeah.
No, I used to do that shit good.
The pencil used to wiggle.
Yeah, with the wiggle, I was never able to do it.
I always wanted
to do the, where you could, like, fucking have the pencil, like, flowing through your fingers.
I can't do that. I could do it on one, just turn it.
That shit was sick.
Oh, that shit's sick.
That shit's sick. I still don't know how to do that shit.
That shit was cool.
But the pencil was funny.
Yeah.
Everyone used to be doing that in class like this.
You know I can make a pencil move?
Can you make a pencil wobble?
Yeah. Oh. And you're like,
I can make my dick wobble.
Do you guys have any scary stories?
Fuck. I feel like I've told all of them on this pod already.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
There's none that I have.
Any scary stories? Nothing?
Nah.
You guys know any scary stories?
I'm trying to think. Nah, I feel like I've told all the scary stories on this pod already.
Oh, how about you guys tell what happened today?
The car accident?
Spooky.
The car accident.
Well, he says it's a red car's fault.
Okay, see, this could be an argument right here. I'll let Julian explain it.
Okay,
explain. And then I'll say, I wasn't there, and I'll so say, I'll say my side. Then
you guys just told me
then
that
you say
guys,
whose fault it is.
Oh, okay. You guys told me that there was almost gonna be, you guys were almost gonna be in an accident today.
Yeah. So I was driving from the liquor store today with Logan and Frank, and we pull out the liquor store, and you know what's the middle lane called?
Suicide lane.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. That's what I call it.
Suicide?
I don't know. That seems I always thought it was called term.
I always thought it was called Suicide Island.
Okay, yeah, let's just call it an island because that's where an island's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, the island lane, I guess, where it's like you go to either make a left or a right. Either person can go
where the
there.
Two yellow lines are.
Right. Okay. So I think it's not the emergency lane.
I thought the emergency lane's usually to like right. to the right. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. This shit's in the middle.
The middle lane.
Unoccupied. Yeah.
Middle yellow lane.
So I'm pulling out, and I'm making a left out of the liquor store.
So the parking lot.
The parking lot. And another, I see a Benz coming, and it hits the corner, and it's already going fucking fast. So I already see it. I already see it coming, so I go into the middle, because that dude was just, like, you know when you're just like, dude, nah, this guy's going too fast hitting this shit?
So he was coming down.
He was coming up.
No, he was going up the hill to our house.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. So look. Yeah, okay. You know the light.
So you were making a left, and there's another street where he was making a left, right?
No, he made a right. Right? Or
no,
or
picture this.
Oh, okay.
You know
okay.
the liquor
okay.
store, right?
Yeah.
So I'm making a left to go up.
Yeah.
He's coming down that hill right there, going like this.
The same way up where you're going.
The yes. same way, same but way. He came down
he's at the, light.
The street.
Yeah.
So he goes, hits that shit, and I'm already right here, and so we're about to do this. Uh-huh. And I see him coming quick, so I'm like, oh, fuck that. And I just go in the middle, and I let him go past me. He didn't even move nothing, he still went
yeah,
and then me and Frank were like, damn, that motherfucker was going fast.
So then I lift my head to look. I was like, oh, let me see how fast he's going.
Yeah, and that foot was going quick still. He still was going. And then a car from another street comes to make a left going back down the hill while he's going up.
Shit.
And he's still going fast, no sign of slowing down, and the car was already coming out. He hesitated, like, got kind of like, oh, shit, this guy's not slowing down. And he ended up ramming his shit.
He tried, like, swerving, but then the guy, he tried, like, swerving and going around, but then the guy still fucking took it.
It was too late. He fucked his car up and the person inside.
So whose fault is
that? So the Mercedes is the black car, and then the car that was making the left is the red car. That's how we'll distinguish between
them. So the Mercedes is going up. Other car is making a left.
Yes. So black car going up, red car making a left.
I say whose fault it is. It's the guy coming out.
That's what I said.
Coming out making a left. Yeah.
Because especially if you saw it, like, yes, the Mercedes, the black car was speeding, but at the same time, like, the red car wasn't like paying attention. You could tell that he was looking right and not looking left.
Yeah.
No, I think he just might have got shot.
Yeah, or I think what I thought is that he probably looked right and was still going a little bit, and then he looked left, and then that's when he was like, oh
shit, the car's there.
Yeah.
But I think that's still his fault.
But I think this is what like a lot of people do. But you look, all right, that car is far, boom, right here. But he kept going fucking fast.
So he probably thought he was going to slow down.
Coming out.
But yeah. Still, you're...
But the guy, the right-of-way.
Yeah, he had the right-of-way. Doesn't matter. You shouldn't be sticking out that much.
There's no stop. There's nothing. That's his fault.
I'm still going black car because he was going too fast.
You can't go fast.
I mean, but he has the right-of-way, so it's not going to be as much of his fault, right? Even though he was going fast, maybe they'll fuck him for that. But
he didn't stop.
But where I think it was the black car's fault is I think he was on his phone.
Okay. Yeah, because that probably stop. Was too.
Yeah, he didn't
the
stop.
The car was coming out. That's what I'm saying. The car was like coming out like that, and he almost looked like he sped up.
Like he meant to hit him. Yeah. But
like, so he was like this, looking at his
probably because Black Car could have, he was sticking out so much to the point where Black Car could have fucking slowed down and then honked at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I think he was on his phone because afterwards when he smacked him, the Black Car went this way and then the Red Car was still fucking almost hit Julian.
Yeah,
almost, he still kept like he was still trying to make the turn, and then I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
That fool was probably dazed though,
yeah,
and
because he was like still like a little bit off the pedal, but he was like moving.
And then and I think finally he fucking put it in park. But the guy in the black car comes out, and he had like the face of like you not the face of like you fucking idiot. He had the face of like I fucked up.
Yeah,
like he got out and he was like, "Oh, I'm stupid."
You guys should have been some heroes right there.
No, fuck that, being a witness.
I was asking him, I was like, you good? And he was ignoring me, so I was like, all right, fuck you.
Probably because he knew he fucked up.
Yeah. You should have said, you can't park there.
I know.
That would have been fucked.
Those are funny videos.
It was a big Samoan. That fucker would have picked up his car and thrown it at us. But yeah, and then the other guy was like fucking holding his head. Like, it was like some old man.
So Here's an unpopular opinion, or here's something that I hate that it just came to my mind. Why don't people fucking decorate for the holidays anymore?
It's probably because we're older now.
But like when we were younger, people would decorate like no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I know why people don't do that. Why? And it's because I'm on the Nextdoor app and somebody had said that. Uh-huh. They're like, why doesn't anybody in this neighborhood decorate anymore? Like a couple years ago, it used to be like everybody decorated.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people were saying is that people steal the decorations.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
That people steal the lights. People steal the blow-ups.
Did you see that lady that stole that giant skeleton?
Nah.
She stole that, you know, the giant skeleton that cost like $300?
Yeah.
Bro, she like literally like tried to stuff it in her minivan and she drove off with it.
Twitter or something?
Or yeah, it was on Twitter.
Yeah, see, so that's like literally like the reason why people, because it's like, why the fuck am I gonna spend like $300 on this big ass thing, and then when I'm sleeping, somebody takes it.
That's so bullshit.
Fucked up. Yeah, dude, it's fucked up.
That's why you need a gate in front of your shit and all that.
That's so bullshit. What the fuck?
Wow, I know. I saw that shit and I was like, damn. And everybody was agreeing with her. Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, yes. I stopped decorating when last year somebody took this, somebody took that. So
that's so fucked up.
Yeah,
it's like you can't even do
for
shit
Christmas
anymore.
We took Kane's
oh, that's Kane's though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The little fucking, it's still up there.
It's the car.
The little
yeah.
Fucking, what is it called? Like a lawn?
I don't know.
Decoration?
Lawn, yeah, you decoration? Just fucking stick it in the ground.
What's the one thing you guys want for Christmas?
Ooh. Cologne or a fucking,
you love Christmas, huh?
That's the best
Christmas
holiday. That's the best holiday. For me, it's cologne or a gold chain.
You want cologne or a gold chain
for Christmas?
Yeah. That's like what's on my Christmas list.
Yeah, I would want a bracelet.
Yeah. I just want another one like this because I got too many fucking pendants on this shit.
How many you got?
Three.
Damn.
That's a lot, huh?
You should just put a bunch of pendants and just make them go around.
Like a Van Cleef?
Yeah. That would look crazy.
What about you? What do you want?
Tattoo.
Do
for
you?
Christmas?
Where?
Kind of tight.
Where?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Oh, you don't know what you want? You just want a tattoo?
No. Oh, I want my whole ass back.
Or you want like somebody to be like, hey, like, I'll
that's
pay
not
for your
too
tattoos.
Much.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That'd be cool.
But you don't know what you want.
You don't want to like wake up and then like it's Christmas morning and there's some guy like,
no.
Santa's over there.
Oh,
bunch
I want
of little
my,
elves.
My back tattoo.
What do you want, like number three on there? Lopez on the top. A jersey. Imagine you get that tatted. Would that look sick?
Fuck no.
You'd probably do that. Probably get some McDavid knee pads tattooed.
McDavid. Would that look sick though?
Get a headband
fuck
tattooed?
No.
That shit would look
get
whack.
Get an arm sleeve with a Nike band on the top.
What do you want on your back though?
I'm not going to say it.
Why?
Why?
Because I don't want nobody jocking that
shit. Gatekeeping?
I already know what it is.
Yeah, you know.
I think I know what it is,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I've said it before. But that shit would be big.
Yeah,
is it a song?
That shit, because you know.
No.
You want tattoos, Logan?
It's either I get fully blasted or I don't get any tattoos. Damn. But I don't know, when Frank really? Had the tattoo artist, I was like,
he was itching. I could tell he kept coming.
Yeah, I kept coming look. Down, and I was about to tell him like, "Hey, bro, just like tattoo something little, just so I could get that shit started." Yeah,
you can. It's because like, if you're gonna get blasted, you gotta get a big piece at first.
I don't like little tattoos. Like,
yes, fucking. Like I think it's cool, but it's like young stuff. I would rather have like a fucking full sleeve.
Yeah.
Like, I think Julian was the one that had told me that, like, what Jake Paul did. He had, like, four tattoo artists, and he just went, like...
You saw that shit?
That shit was sick.
And he woke up fucking blasted. Like, that's sick as fuck.
That's sick. No pain, nothing.
No, it's worth it. The pain's worth it, though.
I would want to experience the pain once.
No, it feels like a... I mean, I wouldn't. It feels good, bro. I started liking
that. You like that pain?
I don't know. Yeah, I do, because it's just, like... I don't know. It just feels good.
I want to know what it feels like.
Bro, it feels good, bro. I like it. I don't know why. And then
yeah, now... Right. You were sweating downstairs.
And it's addicted. Huh?
You were like this.
No, I wasn't.
I came down there multiple times.
Bro, I was on
times.
My fucking phone.
Liar.
I put it on the... Bro. Yeah,
don't put it on the Bible, please. I put it on God. I love bro, you, and I don't want you to go God.
I said it. I said it stings. It doesn't hurt that much right now.
You were like this.
I had my head down looking at my phone. I'm like this.
No, you were.
Bro, you can ask the tattoo artist. I'll call him right now.
Oh, nah, man. Squabble up, then. Like... Squabble up.
No.
In the middle of the pod. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
You fucking start scratching my tat right now? That shit. Bro, no. Now that I got this, though, I want to get blasted. Yeah. Might as well. It's now I have to commit. Now that I saw that.
It's just expensive.
It's expensive.
It's mad expensive.
It is.
Art.
It's very
expensive.
I get
expensive. My leg. I think if I get a tattoo, I'm gonna start.
Yeah,
my
you're. Hey, you would probably look dope on your.
You
leg,
like
actually.
Leg tattoos,
bro? I got long ass legs.
Yeah,
I'm
get,
surprised
no.
You like you like thigh tattoos. That's a more appropriate question.
No. Leg,
just no
leg.
Hey, yeah. If you get your leg blasted, like that should look hard on you, bro. That would look hard.
Dude, I always wear shorts. Yeah.
You guys like thigh tattoos?
No, now that I'm
maybe not like I hate that fucking just
yeah,
shit.
I hate that shit.
I can't. I don't think I can get blasted on my legs. My legs are too skinny.
It'd be inexpensive.
That'll make them look bigger.
You think so? No, I think it'll make them look small. Yeah. So you think this tattoo makes it look? No, I don't think it makes it look bigger.
I think it makes your arm look a little more full.
Does it?
I think. Oh shit! I hyped them up. Here
you did
go.
Hype me up a little bit. Hey, I want
to
be
about to get fucking shoulder tats.
Yeah, I'm about to get everything tatted.
Chest
down.
Tats.
No, I was gonna get all.
Cock tat.
I was gonna get all this tatted too.
You probably could get a chest piece that does this, and it'll look like you have some death.
Like the ones so, that the girls get, where it's
like
that
a shadow.
No, imagine I get that shit. It's just a split.
Like when
middle.
People get their tats on the neck, and it looks like they have a mean jawline.
Does yeah. It?
Yeah, it does.
Cause it's yeah, cause like what he said, it does like it makes like almost like an imaginary shadow,
or so it just makes like, it look like your head's
it.
Floating.
So like the spacing of it looks good.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah, I never thought about that. I never noticed that.
Yeah, they do that, and they always stop like right here.
So you're gonna start with your back?
Nah, that's kind of like a weird place to start.
I think that's pretty sick.
No, it's not a weird.
That's where I would want to start too.
I don't think so.
That's just like the one that I know. Like I want
a tramp stamp
right here on the model.
That's hot.
Damn, so yours isn't a title of a song?
No.
Okay, then I don't know if I know what yours is. No. I know what I want on my back.
No, if he what's it called? His dad knows like a bunch of like ideas, bro. Like
yeah.
He'll like make up some shit in his head, and then it'll be like, fuck, that shit would lowball look dope.
What about you guys? What do you guys want for Christmas?
I don't really care. I don't really care to get Christmas gifts, honestly. I like giving gifts more now.
Damn.
You're
it's good for
shit.
You, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck that.
I know.
I like giving too, but I also like receiving.
Yeah.
Head.
Yeah.
Head.
That
presents.
Shit gets expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive.
It does. $100 is for expensive. One present.
Yeah. But I feel like I don't usually give gifts to anybody. So, like, when I give them for Christmas, it's like I did my good deeds for the year.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
What about you, Weed?
I'll fuck with some weed. I'll fuck
what?
With some weed.
Nah, he's been wanting weed.
Nah, he'll give me, and he got me weed last year. That
got you
shit.
An ounce.
Yeah, he did. He got me an ounce. That shit was like,
shit lasted till Christmas lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Hey, no, that shit.
I couldn't even fucking give it to you guys because fucking I had COVID.
Fuck. Yeah. You know what you should give me that you've been lacking on, though? That weed that's in your fucking closet.
Smoked it.
No, he didn't, yeah, bro.
What I swear. Saving that? What are you saving that for, Logan? Let's address this.
Like, I just want to know what...
It's bugging Frank a lot lately.
What are you saving it for? Like, what do you need it for when you...
Just
you,
some context. We went to, what was it?
Stizzy.
And they gave Shizzy. Us a box...
Of goodies.
But it
and
only...
Logan still has a goodie that Frank really wants.
Well, it's because I'm aging it like steak. That's why.
No, but that's not how you do it. No.
Oh,
no,
see, you wouldn't know because you smoke your shit as soon as you get
no.
it.
Oh. Well, open that shit. Yeah, that shit will be like a fucking snowball. I bet all soft and shit. Nasty. You're not supposed to let weed just sit like that.
How do you know?
Because...
Isn't it packaged?
My dad tells me. Huh? It's packaged. No, he's straight. That's what I'm saying. He's good.
Oh. Wait, what if it's already been opened?
You're just good as long as you seal it.
Fuck, I forgot to seal it.
Then you should just give it to me.
It's already been past the...
Whatever. Let's move on from that conversation before I start getting irritated about weed. Why can't you just give me like two nugs from it?
It's bugging him, Logan.
He has a whole eighth.
Address this.
No, now it's like a fourth. Now it's like a fucking 12th.
Who did you give it to?
You.
You didn't give me no weed when? Time
you
I gave some to you, yeah.
When?
I thought you gave it.
Yeah,
when you and Jardier called him.
Yeah.
Not that shit.
It was that shit.
No, I'm talking about the one in the pack.
That's that shit.
No, you didn't give me that one.
Yes, I did.
Unless somebody robbed your ass.
No, I gave you half of it.
No, you gave me the Stizzy ones, the small mini ones.
The Jeeters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave you those and the fucking nugs.
We grabbed, because we asked you, can we have your last one?
And I gave you.
Because there's one more, there's two more.
And I gave you
nugs. No. I would remember that shit. I would give you your credit right now.
No, you wouldn't because you got baited. Yes, I would.
No, I remember. No, I would know. No, he did not give me that shit.
You're just holding that for a sacred moment.
Yeah. If we look upstairs right now, and
it's like a dog treat for Frank. I'm like, okay,
hold up, fucking instigator, shush.
Yeah, I'm glad you recognize that.
If we go upstairs right now and it's still sealed, and you didn't give me no weed, can I take it?
Yes.
All right, for sure.
He's like, let's end this pod.
After this pod, I'm running up there.
There's no weed.
I've offered it to you too before.
Fuck no.
Your birthday. And you even said.
What? I asked for it. Julian knows that I was like, hey, for my birthday, at least give me that weed, bro.
He blacked the fuck out.
And you're like, ah.
Danny, wasn't I offering it to him?
Yeah, he was, but he was blacked out.
See?
You don't do that. That's
me and Danny both offered you, and you fucking just both of us.
We were like,
Frank, yeah. You sure? And you were like, I don't want that shit.
I offered you too.
I was probably fucked up then. No, I got to redeem myself.
You were.
Ah!
God knows you're lying! No.
It says RIP too. I get fucking smoked right now. Nah, bro. If it's still in there, then I'm taking that.
No, there's still some in there. 100%.
So I can have it?
No, you said if it's completely sealed, no one's ever smoked it. You did not say that. I'm saying that you took some of it already.
No, I didn't.
The only weed that came out of there was from Frank.
Frank.
No.
So you crushed
really?
It.
Really?
You're 100%
sure. 100% sure. Who else would I give it to?
All right, then that's that's kind of fair for him to keep.
I would remember, bro. Because I remember when you gave me fucking...
I mean... You haven't touched it yourself?
Mm-mm.
So he only gives it to you.
No, he hasn't gave me nothing. The only time he's ever given me weed was on Christmas. That's the only time. And Jeeters. And sometimes when I...
and
a Jeeter. And then when fucking he'll come through sometimes. But that one... But that fucking thing, bro. But there's weed in that package. And it's I did not take that shit. I promise you.
He said, damn, Logan does not give me weed.
Because I would pass by it.
And that time.
Yeah,
and
bro.
And the other time. And this time.
You didn't give me that shit.
I'm the plug, baby.
No, you're not the plug. You act like you're the plug right now, man.
Plug.
Shit. I think my price is going up.
Shit, man. Fuck.
Well, anyways, guys, we're about to check to see if Frank is fact or cap.
I'm fact, dog. I'll run up this bitch right now and run back down.
I'll air this bitch out.
I'll air this bitch out if this shit's full.
But anyways, guys, thank you guys for watching this fucking podcast. I hope you guys have a good Halloween and stay safe. And make sure to check your candy because last time in my candy, there was a fucking eighth of ball. An eight ball in that bitch.
Eighth of balls.
there's fucking Ox Balls too.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, love you guys. Thank you guys for watching this podcast.
Thank you.
Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.